British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Eric Nam, and welcome back to the K-pop DevOps show. This is episode number 5, and we're glad that you're here with us today. My voice was gone for a few days. I've been doing a lot of recordings and preparation for my new single, and a lot of marketing shoots, so I almost lost my voice completely. But it's alive. We're back. It is Monday, May 6th, correct? And it is Children's Day in Korea, so everybody is outside enjoying this beautiful weather, and we're here making a podcast for you guys. I hope you guys are enjoying it if you're in Korea. It's beautiful. You guys, of course, can join us, get involved in the show through our social media at Daebak Show, Daebak Show on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And you can find our playlist on YouTube and Spotify as well. We've been listening to a lot of your comments and your feedback, and we're trying to incorporate them. One thing that we should let you know is that we have picked 5 winners for the giveaway contest, and that was mainly for iTunes listeners. So we have a Spotify Android based giveaway coming as well. The winners for those for the first round, they're going to be announced at the end of the show, so stick around and listen through, and let's just jump right into it.
This is the next artist.
Our first artist for this week is Park Bom. She is back with a follow-up single off of her, I guess, solo comeback. She's back with 444 featuring Queen of Mamamoo. As you guys, I'm sure, know, Park Bom is the main vocalist for 2NE1. And 2NE1 was made of Tara, CL, Minzy, and Bom. This is a solo comeback single that follows up her Bom release in March. And 444 was produced by Brave Brothers. It's a song about, it's a very somber, dreamy song about losing sleep over a broken relationship. If you look at the lyrics, it's kind of sad, it's very retrospective, and it's very, she keeps saying, like, is this a dream, is this reality, that kind of thing. So the video itself shows a lot of heartbreak and sadness. And apparently, Bom actually personally reached out to Hyun to ask her to feature on this song. And apparently, she was that much of a fan that she personally reached out, and I guess talent recognizes talent in that way. Let's talk a little bit about 2NE1 then. You know, if you guys are new to K-pop, you guys may not know 2NE1. 2NE1 was one of the biggest girl groups in the world. They did some of the coolest things for K-pop girl groups. You know, they were working with will.i.am of the Black Eyed Peas. They had their music in like the Apple, I think it was like iPhone or iPad commercials. Like, they were doing really cool things before K-pop had become such a global phenomenon like it is today. So it was always really cool to keep up with 2NE1 and to see what interesting moves they were doing. And I think a lot of that is because their sound won them a lot of great awards at the beginning and just throughout their career. Their first single was I Don't Care, which won them Song of the Year at the 2009 Mamas, which made them the first record group to win a Taesong of the Year, same year as their debut. They also had, you know, I think Fire was probably their debut single. And that was also very well received. You also have, what, Lonely, I Don't Care, I think there's like Missing You, there's Come Back Home. There's so many great songs. If you guys listen to 2NE1 songs now, I think they're timeless. Like, they still sound and feel very relevant today. Bom, on the other hand, she also had her first solo single, You and I, which was number 1 on the Kao Music chart and won her best digital single at the 2010 Mamas. She had You and I and a bunch of other great solo songs that had fans wanting a lot more. So I'd highly recommend you guys check them out. They're great songs. And I think one or two of them were written by a good friend of mine, Lydia Peck. Lydia also wrote a lot of, I think, 2NE1 songs and then Lehigh songs as well. Lydia, in her own right, is a great choreographer, dancer, singer, performer, incredibly talented human. So check her stuff out as well if you guys have a chance. The music video, apparently, Boom's, was banned from broadcast for violating South Korean traffic laws as she's walking in the middle of a road in a tunnel. And so apparently, I also read this, that Blackpink Kill This Love, that video was also banned for a traffic violation because Rose was shown driving without a seatbelt on. And I'm sure it was in like a studio. She's just sitting in a car. But thinking about it, I had a music video banned as well. My Honestly music video was banned from certain stations because I was walking on an open road. And apparently, that's not allowed to be shown. And we did it in like a safe way. Like we had all the rights and all the regulations and everything set up. But I guess in Korea, showing that could potentially be an issue or safety hazard or be misconstrued in certain ways. So that too was banned. Anyways, check it out. You guys can watch all this stuff on YouTube regardless. So be sure to check it out. And some other unknown stuff about, not unknown, maybe lesser known stuff about Pom is she actually spent a lot of time in the States, middle school, high school, and college. So she speaks English pretty well. I haven't spoken to her in English. I don't think I've really spoken to her much at all. But if there's somebody that I would love to interview and talk to, I think she'd be really cool to have a conversation with. Because I feel like she's done so much in her illustrious career. So just to have that discussion with her would be really cool. Anyways, that is Park Bom's 444 featuring Hyun of Mamamoo. Be sure to check her stuff out. Incredibly talented. And I'm very excited to see what she has coming up in the near future for her music. Let's move on to the next one.
This is the next artist.
All right, next up we have Gray, who's back with a new song, TMI. Stands for Too Much Information. TMI, I feel like that phrase has made, not a comeback, but it's made its round in Korea recently in the past year. I feel like in the States it was a 10 years ago phrase kind of thing. No? Why? How?
You don't know?
No, explain.
In Korea, it means you're just talking too much. You're saying useless stuff that no one needs to know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just, like, your story's too long.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas TMI in the States, you know, it's, like, personal. It's, like,
right.
Too intimate.
Well, I feel like Korea has, like, that too. Plus, it's, like, you talk too much.
Yeah.
That kind of nuance. So, yeah, both ways. But, yeah, TMI. Gray, if you guys do not know, he is a amazing producer, a singer, a rapper, in his own right, in many ways. He is, you guys, if you guys don't know Gray, look up his Wikipedia page. He's one of the most prolific writers, producers, I feel like, in Korea right now. He's worked with almost everybody, particularly in like the AOMG, higher music, the hip-hop, R&B side, you know, from, I don't know, Jay Park, Ailey, Hyorin, gosh, Loco, like everybody. And he, you know, he's been a judge on Show Me the Money. He's done so many things. He is such a nice guy. Like, I'm not the best of friends with him just because I've never really hung out with him. I used to drop by and just say hello every once in a while, or like if I see him on the street, I'll say what's up. But he's always been an incredibly nice hyung in a way. Like, we're not tight in that way, but he's one of those people that you kind of respect in many ways because he's so talented and he's just like a down-to-earth guy. But he's back. He has one album, Calm Gray, which was released in 2013. So he and I debuted around the same time. So I remember, like, we both didn't really know each other very well, but like I had a mutual, I guess, friend, acquaintance who knew him, and that's how we got connected. But he has written so much. In 2018, he released three singles, all collaborations, El Tornado featuring Jay Park, Upside Down featuring Jay Park, Loco, Simon Dominic, and Late Night featuring Loco. He's also featured and written for a lot of artists, like I've already said, such as Hyorin, Ijina, and he's also produced lots of tracks for even K-pop groups such as 101.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
But yeah, this song itself, I watched the video. I love the video. It was, I thought, very tastefully done with a mix of studio shots and then computer graphics with really cool things kind of flying around. And so it felt very like futuristic, but also modern and timely. And the lyrics itself, I thought they were like very relatable and cute. It's kind of like just telling you stuff that you don't need to know, but it's just what he's going through at the moment. And it's just stuff about him that nobody really asked. But if you're a fan, you're like, okay, cool. That's probably what he's doing. That's how he's living his life. I thought it was like, so it says like TMI, TMI, 어쩌면 너에겐 TMI. So like that's at the end. It's like too much information. Maybe to you, this might be too much information.
Yeah.
But like the entire, like the lyrics, it's like, it's just like, I woke up. Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
The opening is like, I woke up today early for some reason.
Yeah.
And maybe I should go for a walk. Maybe I should just go outside. Nah, there's like bad air. It's the worst. And the weather is awful. But my home is the best. And for breakfast, I'm going to have a fried egg with cereal and bread. And then I'm going to lay on the sofa and watch Netflix. What should I watch? And then I used to go out at night. We used to party. But now I don't really go out because it's unsafe to go outside and there are too many temptations and then it's tiring to talk to people. 어쨌든 고마워. 내 얘기 들어줘서. Thanks for listening to what I have to say, even if it's TMI. So I don't know if it's so much like I'm sorry you have to listen to blah, blah, blah. But I thought it was just like a very... It's kind of one of those feelings like when I read it and I was like, oh, it's probably like one of those things when you get into the studio, it's like, what should I write about? It's like, I don't know. Maybe I'll just like write about whatever the hell I'm thinking. Or whatever the hell I'm doing today. Okay, let's just write that. Well, like, what we should call it? It's like, I don't know, just like too much like stuff that people don't need to know. TMI.
Some people might call them rambles.
Like me. Like I ramble all the time. So yeah, that's TMI. But like, I've always been a fan of Gray and his work. He's always putting out very, I think, trendy, modern sounds and doing really cool collaborations. But it's really great to see him release a song like just on his own as Gray as well, because I think as much as collaborations are great, there's also stuff that as a solo artist you should or you want to say as a solo artist. So it's cool.
This is the next artist.
Next up, we have Newest. Newest is finally back as a 5-member group. The group debuted in 2012, and their new title song, Bet Bet, is a single from their 6th mini album, Happily Ever After, which is the last of a 3-part night series preceded by their last 2 mini albums, Cute Is and Canvas. So if you guys don't know, Newest has 5 members, Minhyun, Baekho, Ren, Aaron, and JR. I guess they really, like, you know, they, except for Aaron, they all went on Produce 101, maybe, what is that, 2-3 years ago? And Minhyun became a member of 101, and the other 3 members did not end up making the group. And while Minhyun was promoting as 101, the other 4 members promoted as Newest W, and W stood for without Minhyun. And so now they're all back together as one group, and it's really, really great to see these guys doing well, because, you know, I think a big part of the reason that they went out to 101 is because they needed that extra push in their careers to get to that next level. And it took them beyond, you know, their, you know, I'd say one of the biggest boy groups in Korea at the moment. And so I heard that they just did a few solo concerts and they cried like every single day because it was such an emotional experience for them to be all together, performing together as a group of 5 again. They're still much younger than me, but they worked really hard. And I just remember being like, they have really great songs. I just felt like they were always like underrated. And so it's really great to see all of that hard work and their music finally validated, and they are able to sell out shows around the world and do their own tours and just be freaking huge right now. So it's really good to see them. I actually ran into them last Thursday at M Countdown as I was shooting like a special stage, and you know, they all seem incredibly happy, and Aaron and I caught up for a little bit, and he was like, yeah, we have this comeback. We're doing this a few weeks. And then think they're off on tours probably. So it's really good to see them doing well. Their new song, Bet Bet, is co-written by their member Pekko. And Pekko is really known for leading the charge and putting their music together. And the song itself, it's kind of like, if you lose me, you might regret it, that kind of thing. It's about betting on this love, right? It's about, I'm going to go all in on you. And I was looking over the lyrics, and it's pretty much just, it's your thing of like, I love you, give this a shot, I'm going to put everything on you and me, on you, that kind of thing. It's really, that's why, you know, in the music video, there's a game of chess, there's roulette, and a lot of games that are portrayed in there to demonstrate betting, I guess. But yeah, for me, like, I thought it, like, kind of the drop in the hook and going into it reminded me of their last, I guess, newest W single. Do you know that song? I don't know. Maybe it's just Pekko and his incredibly high-powered... that thing. Yeah, so they're back. It's great to see them back together, all together as a group of five. And I'm excited to see what they're going to be doing as a full group together now. In 2019, they won both Artist of the Year and the Fan and Star Hall of Fame recognition at the Fact Music Awards. Some background on NEWIST. NEWIST stands for New Established Style Tempo. And their fandom name is the acronym LOVE, right? They call them LOVE because the group's name in Korean looks like the word LOVE. NEWIST. Does it? I don't see it.
I see.
How does it look like love in Korean?
No, not 사랑해. But the English word love with the Korean character is in NEWIST.
Oh. Oh, you did some deep diving right there. Dang, you did some research.
I still can't see it.
It's okay, don't worry about it. But yeah, good luck to NEWIST. Keep doing your thing. Good to see you guys back together. And I guess that's pretty much it. Let's just shout out some other people today. One person that we thought about putting onto this list was Kim Do-han, right? And he has a new song, Focus. And it feels kind of like funk, like Daft Punk, idol-y kind of song. If you guys haven't heard it, check that one out. What else have you guys been listening to this week? Anything in particular?
Old Town Road.
No.
Lil Nas.
Please don't. I can't talk about that song.
Okay.
Today, this week is a very exciting week for new music, actually. Today, Park Hyo-shin released a new song. And it is currently number 2 on the chart, only behind Bangtan, BTS. Let's see. Let's look at this. Is it a full album or is this it's just a single. It's called Goodbye. And if you guys don't know Park Hyo-shin, man, oh man, you guys are missing out on an amazing vocalist, so check him out. We'll probably maybe have a little bit more on him next week. But this week, there's my song, Henry's releasing a song, Oh My Girl's releasing a song, a lot of comebacks this week, so it's going to be a very exciting week in music, so a lot to talk about on next week's podcast. So this week, we're recommending you a brand new song. It's not brand new, actually. It's
2 months
it's
ago.
A few months old. And it's by Tar Subin. So Subin was a member of Tarshabet. I don't know if Tarshabet is still like a group that's still together, like, because their last release was 2016. So I don't know if they're still technically together or not. But Subin of Tarshabet, so under, she releases Tar Subin. She has a new song called Catch Up. And we just watched the music video and we just heard it. And it's like super, like, it feels indie, it looks indie, but has like very pop mainstream overtones. So I check it out. We'll add it to our playlist if we can. But it's, I think I found a new groove. I found it. Thanks for that introduction. Yeah, check it out. Catch Up with a K.
Ketchup.
K-A-T-C-H-U-Up. See, I just said K-A-T-C-H-U-Up. Tar Subin. Check it out. Okay, yeah, we'll leave you guys with that for the music side. Let's talk about Rambles.
Crazy Ramblings with Eric Nam.
Okay,
I mean,
do one more. All right, guys, let's ramble. What should we ramble about?
Your new song.
My new song. My new song is called Runaway.
Oh, snap.
Like, I wish you would... I should run away from you.
What's a... Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, okay.
You looked at me when you said that.
Runaway is a great song. If you guys haven't done so, if you guys want to go on my Instagram, there's like a live performance of me singing for the first time. I sang it yesterday.
Why don't you sing a little bit for that?
Because I could.
Just a little bit.
So let's run away, run away. 모두가 잠든 밤, 네 맘이 닿는 곳으로.
대박스.
대박스.
대박.
Thanks, bro.
대박.
But yeah. It's a dope song. It's
How did you get started like writing it?
I actually just wrote the lyrics to it. I didn't write the song itself. You know who wrote it? Love and Loot. If you guys don't know Love, you guys are sleeping under a rock because he writes some smashes.
Same with
Loot. And Loot also writes some smashes. So Loot wrote No Promises by Demi Lovato and Cheat Codes. Love obviously wrote like his own songs, like
which are all great.
Like all great. I'm So Tired, I Like Me Better, some great hits. But the song, like, I'll do, like, another episode about it, like, just on how the song was put together. But it was, like, quite the process to get this song together. Pretty much had to, like, audition and fight for the song.
Which do you usually do first? Do you have lyrics first, usually? Or do you have the melody?
I usually write the melody first. Yeah. And this is, like, the first song that I have, that I'm releasing that I haven't written in a very long time. But I don't know. I fell in love with the song, so I was like, we got to do this. And so I'll be doing it on the music shows this week. Hopefully my voice doesn't give out because it's an impossible song to sing live. And we have choreo to it. And
you dancing.
Oh, man. Guys.
Getting all fancy.
Got me dancing again.
If we reach a certain number of followers on socials, uh-huh. Brian will learn. The
yes.
Why?
Yes.
You can't just use me like this.
Yes, we can. So, okay, wait, what should we set the number to? We're at, like, close to 10,000, so let's say, like, 11,000?
No, let's say, like, 100,000.
What?
Okay.
Okay, 20,000.
Right.
99,000.
No, 20,000.
Yeah, 20,000.
20,000 is good. I have to
dance to it? Yeah.
No, you have to do the choreography.
Oh, well, I'm an exceptional dancer.
Okay, great. So, 20,000, you guys will have a dancing video of Brian dancing to Runaway. I'll do a completely different episode about the song. And the ins and outs of how that song came together.
Here's the thing, maybe international fans will be curious about. I'm curious about. So if, let's say I want to go see you perform at a music show in mm-hmm. Korea, how does that even work?
So I don't know how it works now, but I think you have to apply on like the website and they save tickets for like international fans. And then like if you're my fan or if you're a fan of like say a group, you have to meet these requirements and get there in time and bring all these like things to prove that you're a fan, and then you're put into a lottery and then you're chosen at random.
Is the logic so that you have like a really good audience?
So you have people who are your fans there supporting you. Yeah. And so like I think they would do like if you want to come see me perform for a recording, you have to bring my album, like a physical copy. You have to bring like or like prove that you downloaded the song or, and like prove that you're part of the fan club and like your ID. Like, I don't know.
I don't even know.
But this is for like Korean fans. Like international fans, I think it may be a lot more straightforward in terms of like going on the website and applying. I don't know.
Because I want to see a music show in general.
Yeah. Well, just come by.
Okay.
Come with Brian.
I've never been with you.
Well, I don't want you there, so.
Oh, okay. I don't even know if I would qualify.
It'll be fun because I get to see a lot of friends I haven't seen in a while. I'll probably, run into a bunch of random people. It'll be good though. And then when I go now, I'm usually like the most senior now. Oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes. And so it's like watching young kids be like, "안녕하세요." I'm like, "Oh my god!" Like I also make the rounds. Like, I don't mind going and saying hi first, too. So let's just do this. Let's give away these prizes. First one is Ellie Belly from the U.S. Thank you for your review and your comments. And definitely keep going with the jingles. Keep doing what you're doing because I'll be listening. Thanks for making this podcast. In that light, Brian, I think you need to give her a celebratory jingle.
El Berle, thank you for reviewing the show.
That was great. Woo, all right, next up we have Ivy Mooney.
Ivy Mooney, thank you. You won.
Who wrote, finally, Erica saved me from boredom. I've always enjoyed podcasts, but none of them ever talked about K-pop properly. Eric is professional. Why, thank you. And hilarious. Ha ha, thank you. And I can't wait to listen to every episode to come. Thank you, Ivy Mooney, as well. Next up, we have underscore Lay Y4.
Lay. Lay. Hey, 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 hey.
From the Middle East.
Yeah, they just said here.
The Middle East. Okay. Hearing someone like Eric talk about and acknowledge other artists' creations is amazing. Can you please make an episode where you talk about your own music videos and why you chose to do write what you did, etc. Please don't forget to rest. Health should come first. I should. Also, we have Dantan 1306 from Mexico.
Dantan, 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 Dantan from Mexico. Gracias.
I'm not the type of person who listens to podcasts, but since it's Eric Nam, I gave it a try. I was surprised at how much I enjoyed it. I've been part of the K-pop community for quite some time now, but it's always good to hear these fun facts and opinions from someone who is actually in the industry. Heart. Well, thank you, Dantan1306 from Mexico. And that's another one, just another review from Joanna Novo.
Joanna Novo, what a beautiful name. Okay.
From Portugal. Already listened to the three podcasts available. It's great. The formula works perfectly. There's serious content with funny random stuff. All in all, 30 minutes go by in a blink of an eye. So, conclusion, it's just Tebak. Well, thank you as well. You guys, please go ahead and hit us up on our socials. Send us a DM if you are Joanna Novo from Portugal, Dantan from Mexico, Lay 4 from the Middle East, and Ivy Mooney and Ellie Belly from the US. We'll be sending you guys some great prizes. And if you did not get a prize this time, do not fret. Do not worry. We have more giveaways coming for you guys. You guys can go ahead and give us a rate and review on our iTunes page. And if you are a Spotify user, here it is, right? Here we go. You guys, we need you guys to rate and review on iTunes if you can. But if you're on Spotify, go to our podcast playlist, okay? And hit follow. And then go to our podcast page and hit follow. Send us screenshots. And you are automatically in the running to receive prizes. You guys can do it through Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, just at Tebak Show. And again, if you guys are on iTunes, please go ahead, give us a rate and review whenever you want, as often as you can, because we keep going through them to modify the show and to make it better for you guys. All right, guys, thanks for listening to this week's K-Pop Tebak. Sorry, we've been all over the place because of this new song coming up. New song comes out in 2 days, May 8th. If it's past May 8th, it's out now. It's called Runaway. It's an amazing freaking song. So please, please, please check it out. We'll have a podcast about the song itself, as well as an Ask Me Anything episode coming your way soon as well. So if you guys haven't done so already, submit your Ask Me Anything questions. And keep engaged with us. Stay engaged with us on our socials as we continue to build. Thanks for joining us on this episode of K-Pop Tebak. Have a great day, morning, night, afternoon, wherever you are. Have a good one. Bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Tebak with Eric Nam.
Wait, why does everything have a southern accent?
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
We're Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast.
Two black single moms living in LA, the Valley to be exact.
Duh.
We keep it 100, real, and unfiltered every Wednesday.
This is not your average mom show. No DIYs, mommy hacks,
or complaining about how our kids just hit their 60-month milestone.
This is grown folks talk.
That's right, because mama gotta have a life too.
Nothing is off limits as we discuss mental health, sex, motherhood, dating, culture, and our sometimes bad choices.
With a range of guests from social activists to porn star parents. This is a judgment-free zone for moms, women, and anyone looking for their tribe.
Join us, your host,
Erica
and Mila of Good Moms, Bad Choices podcast.
Every Wednesday on all podcast platforms.
Acast recommends. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.